transitional forms. Now, what are they?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the wonderful children's book, D is for Dinosaur.
The belief system of evolution requires that one kind of animal changed into another over millions of years, and therefore there had to be lots of in-between or transitional forms. You'd expect such creatures to have characteristics that would be in between different kinds of animals. For example, do we see a fossil of a reptile that has a leg turning into a wing? Well, evolutionists themselves often admit they don't have transitional forms. The late Stephen Jay Gould, one of the world's leading evolutionists, said, quote, "All paleontologists know that the fossil record contains precious little in the way of intermediate forms. Transitions between major groups are characteristically abrupt," end of quote. He admitted the lack of transitional forms. You know, you can see this for yourself at the world's leading museums. Although you may see artists' pictures of proposed transitional forms, when you look into the glass cases of the bones, you'll never see something that's obviously transitional. Genesis is right. God made distinct kinds of animals.
Our 2010 wall calendar features incredibly designed creatures that scientists are studying to help them make their own new inventions. For a wonderful resource that you can place on your wall at office or home, call us toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS and let us know what donation you can make. That's toll-free at 888-89-ANSWERS.